So the Illinois legislature has passed something to protect consumers buying from pet stores. It's called the Puppy Lemon Law, which is an adorable title because it has puppies and lemons in it. But like most not quite what they seem legislative titles, the USA Patriot Act, I'm looking in your direction, there might be something unreconciled between what is announced and what is delivered. In the case of the Illinois Puppy Lemon Law, at least two things. First, it's about more than just puppies. The legislation is about dogs and cats, but I guess the Illinois Puppy and Kitty Lemon Law doesn't have quite the same ring to it. When asked for a comment on the fact that the law deals with cats but does not mention them in its title, the spokescat for the state of Illinois yawned and turned away. So I guess that brings us to the lemon part. Lemon laws are consumer protection efforts, most famously associated with automobiles, the acidic fruit in question referring to a car that does not run right. Because this is a fact recent car purchasers usually discover only after the thing is driven off the lot, lemon laws are meant to protect consumers from making a very expensive mistake. So this return policy is great when what we're talking about are inanimate hunks of metal. Dogs and cats, on the other hand, are living creatures with hearts and lungs and brains and nerve endings, which brings to mind a question. Can an animal be a lemon? Okay, maybe that's a bit existential for Monday morning. So try this on. Aside from some pretty good parts, like forcing the pet store to reimburse pet owners for reasonable and foreseeable veterinary costs, the legislation also provides that within 1 year after the date of sale, if a licensed veterinarian states in writing that the dog or cat possesses a congenital or hereditary condition that adversely affects the health of the animal or requires either hospitalization or non-elective surgery, then the animal can be returned to the pet shop for a full refund, or exchanged for an animal of comparable value. Now, as a means of consumer protection, this sounds great. But what about the returned animal? Now, knowing what I know about human nature, I'm sure the pet store will spare no expense to give the defective animal the finest veterinary care, followed by a long and fruitful life on a big farm with tall grass, lots of sunshine, and tons of rubber balls. There they will have their bellies rubbed by a steady succession of children, or if they're cats, just left alone, and will be protected from disease and sorrow by unicorns, or hobbits, or Glinda the Good Witch. Their choice. I'm exaggerating, of course, because hobbits don't exist. In fact, it is probably best not to think at all about what happens to defective animals returned to the pet store after a year with owners, kind of like that kid in the closet in Ursula K. Le Guin's The Ones Who Walk Away from Omillis. Look, I'm not saying we do anything about this, but can't we at least come up with more accurate titles for our legislation? For instance, in this case, instead of the Illinois Puppy Lemon Law, how about the Illinois Sorry You Have Hip Dysplasia, You Get What You Deserve Law? Or the Illinois I Know You Lived With That Family for a Year, But It Turns Out You're Not Perfect, So Get Used to That Cage Law? Now that I say them out loud, those don't really roll off the tongue, and there's nothing cute or helpful to a politician's re-election effort. So how about the Illinois, a pet is not a distraction for your kids like an Xbox or cable TV. It is an expensive and time-consuming living creature. So think it through before you get one. And Patriots Are Good Law. Yeah, I like that one. I'm Travis McDade.